This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We see people, you know, going live on Facebook and TikTok. That's another way to monetize their social media. And today we're giving you a little masterclass on how you can take your social media from dull to fabulous through vlogging, posting, and even going live.
Yes, sir. We're talking today to Hetty, the entrepreneur, who's a monetization expert and a mentor. Good morning, Hetty. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you so much. And I thoroughly enjoyed the song choice. Very nice.
We're glad you enjoyed that. You know, Hetty, looking at monetization in South Africa on social media, has monetization aspect of social media improved in the country over the years? Because, you know, sometimes, I don't know if we do this in comparison with other countries where we see these platforms paying people directly and the likes. What's happening in South Africa?
I definitely have seen an improvement over the years. And I think that that really is very encouraging. Look, it's true. We do compare to other countries and sometimes we're on the back foot. There are some platforms that pay other countries that don't pay South Africa, for example, TikTok. And we've seen TikTok grow over the years in South Africa. We're doing so well as a nation with TikTok, but the platform itself doesn't pay us for content that is created. But I must say, I am seeing a huge improvement, because what is happening now is that as people are building their personal brands, they are able to monetize it through merchandise, through brand deals, through events, and through curating their own products and services. So there are different avenues of monetization that's coming up that's very, very encouraging.
And, you know, we know that the payment for engagement has come with its ups and downs. You know, creators now focusing on clickbait content for the sake of interaction. And that's quite annoying if you've realized you've just been clickbait into, you know, looking at content instead of sustainable brand building. What are your thoughts on this when you see creators doing this?
I definitely agree with you. It's got a huge annoyance factor. So what happens is, yes, you'll get the clicks, but you're not going to get the sustainability. You're not going to get people actually following you long term because they enjoy the content that you're creating. We see this a lot with podcasts as well, the titles, the thumbnails, just to get somebody to click onto the video. The truth is that when you are building online, it's like building any business. Building with a strong foundation, easy and steady, still wins the race in the long term. If you're looking to really build something sustainable, if you want to be viral for one day, great. But if you're looking at the long term, then it is really much better to go the easy and steady route.
Yeah. So, I mean, what would you say to someone who's sitting at home? They don't have the expensive bags. They don't have the glamorous life. So, you know, they're not quite sure in terms of what to do in terms of creating that content on social media, where to start, you know, to even get to a point where you're talking monetization.
I actually would say to them that that is their key to success. They actually need to use that to their advantage. Where we want to grow on social media is actually about building and nurturing a community of people that follow you for your genuine authenticity. So if you don't have that fabulous bag, that's okay. You actually want to start creating content with the phone that you have right now, in the environment that you have right now. Do not pretend to be something that you are not. And the right people are going to follow you because they appreciate your honesty and authenticity. And as you grow in the social media space, your audience will grow with you. And we have seen so many examples, even here in South Africa, of individuals that started from very humble beginnings and have grown with their audiences. So please do not wait for perfection. It never comes. Trust me, you'll be living in a mansion and still think it's not enough. So start with what you have right now and grow from there.
Yeah. And by virtue of digital marketing, you find small business owners, you know, have also somehow fallen into the content creator trap. What should they keep in mind, you know, while marketing their products and monetizing at the same time?
When you are building your business in the online space, you really need to bear in mind, what is my business identity? What is my brand voice? And what does my business stand for? You do not have to hop onto every single trend for the sake of visibility. You need to ask yourself, is this on brand with what my business stands for? So business visibility is important in the online space, but it must be in line with your business ethos. And so really kind of bear that in mind, because it's easy to go down the rabbit hole and then your business is then being associated with the wrong thing.
So maybe, you know, with everything that you're saying, this content creators or aspiring content creators would love to learn more from you. Where can people access your monetizing content?
All over social media. It's Hetty the Entrepreneur, H-E-T-T-Y, on Instagram, on TikTok, and on LinkedIn.
Thank you so much, Hetty. Appreciate your time and you coming through and just sharing great insights with us. That's Hetty the Entrepreneur, monetization expert and mentor.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.